Shine FM with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Kimberly, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
This is nice. Today we're talking about real-world success stories of neurodiversity-affirming therapy. So please share how this therapy has helped some children.
So first of all, I'm going to be sharing a story about Sarah and Jake. They're not their real names. Obviously, I cannot share that, just so everybody knows. And I have so many stories. I'm only choosing two. But one story that comes to mind is about Sarah, a 10-year-old with ADHD. Before therapy, Sarah struggled with focus at school and was often labeled disruptive. This affected her self-esteem quite a lot. So through neurodiversity-affirming therapy, we worked on strategies that fit her creative, high-energy brain. Instead of focusing on what she couldn't do, we highlighted her strengths together. She learned to use visual aids and tools to stay organized. Now she's thriving at school and she feels more confident.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, once you just find out what it's going to take to help the certain person, they can just thrive. That's awesome. A great transformation. Now, how about a story involving a child on the autism spectrum? I'm sure you've got many of those stories.
Yes. So, Jake, he's 7, and he struggled with sensory overload in noisy environments, which made school really tough. We introduced a number of calming techniques and some sensory accommodations like noise-canceling headphones. We worked closely with his family and his teacher to implement these strategies. And over time, Jake was able to manage sensory overload more effectively and even started forming some social connections at school and going to movies.
Oh, awesome. I can just picture the smiling faces of these children and their families as well. That is great. Really showing just small adjustments can lead to big changes. So thanks for sharing those, Kimberly. We're going to have one more day next week, I guess, for October to continue and talking about how parents can get started with neurodiversity-affirming therapy. So that's next Wednesday and in the podcast section at EckertCenter.com. And Kimberly, you've got neurodiversity-affirming therapists on your team.
That's right. So Michelle Kersley, Carlene Tour, and Cecilia Yee all just do amazing work with kids and teens who are unique with neurodiverse brains that they really help our clients understand, right, that this is how God made them and that it's beautiful, it's not broken, and that there are some challenges that go with it, but that there are strategies to support them and ways to allow them to flourish and be themselves.
Awesome. Well, I know that that'll be a big help in that area, but your whole team there is able to help out families with a number of different topics, I guess.
Absolutely. And so the best way to find out everything that Eckert Center does and our South location, where we are affiliated with Stillwater Psychology, is to go check us out at EckertCenter.com.
Sounds good. And check out ShineFM.com on the contest page. You have a chance to win a free initial visit, thanks to Kimberly and her team. Kimberly, we'll wrap this up for October next week.
Sounds great, Mike. Have a wonderful day.
You too.